There's something that I noticed. I was looking through your leadership group for Compassion and Choices, Kim. I was noticing one of the demographics that's over and underrepresented there. Women are out of, I think there were 12 faces I saw there, and three of them were of men. Is there a way in which male culture, and I'm not saying all men, because obviously you've got three men on that leadership group, and there's a whole bunch of men who I'm sure are very supportive of this idea. Is there a way in which male culture, and since I'm a man, I kind of know how this is. If you've ever seen Monty Python's Quest of the Holy Grail, in that movie, there's a point where the Black Knight is facing down some people and they cut off one arm and he says, it's a flesh wound, it's a flesh wound. And there's a way in which I think men can say, oh, just grit your teeth and you don't have to give in to the pain. Is there any way in which male culture is tipped a bit against allowing people the choice to say, no, this pain is enough? That male culture advocates for policies that say, no, the individuals should not get palliative care, should not get reduction of their pain. They should just grit and bear it, you know, just bite the bullet kind of thing. Is there a way in which that's part of the resistance to the common sense choices that you're advocating for?
So I actually haven't seen any evidence of any less support among men than there is among women around end-of-life choice. The polling data all shows strong support among both men and women. I actually didn't even realize how few men we had on our board until you just said that. I just hopped on the website to take a quick look at that. We actually had quite a few men that just coincidentally happened to be at the end of their terms. So I think it's more just about the timing of it than it really is any indication that there's any less support among men than there is among women.
And again, it was Rich Van Dellen, who is, of course, a male physician himself, who advocated that we needed to highlight your good work. So I didn't assume that really men were opposed to it, but I was afraid that there might be this insidious part of male self-denial. As we know, men tend to go to a doctor later and with more hesitancy and certainly get counseling less frequently than women do. So I was afraid that might be part of the national psyche, which was producing resistance to your work.
No, we have not seen any difference in support among men and women. Both men and women equally support this issue and feel strongly about having choice at the end of life. Women do tend to be the caregiver at the end of life more often. So I would say that if anything was taking place, it's really just that women might have a more direct connection to the issue and want to volunteer their time and energy around it because they are often the caregivers. But in terms of support for the issue and involvement actually with the organization, we've always had a high number of men that participate.
I am thankful to the women who take that kind of care. It's a hard position to be in, but the compassion and choices that you as an organization offer and that women offer. It was a sister of mine who was caring for my dad in his last year of life on the planet as well. I so appreciate people who reach out with their hearts that way.